Well, I can speak with firsthand knowledge of Rangoon since I live here. Some of the storm damage is being cleaned up, primarily in the center city. We get reports, and when we visit some of the satellite towns, very little has been done to help those communities. Food and water continue to be in short supply with very high prices charged for them. Some electricity and water is being restored. The U.S. Embassy, for instance, does have city electricity now. But again, it tends to be in the center city and not in the outer areas.
Yes.
In terms of the Delta, the situation is mostly what we're getting from the pictures, which are horrific, of, you know, just a vast area flooded by water with people stranded without anything. This 12-foot storm surge basically hit them in the middle of the night while they were sleeping and took away everything, homes, food. There's awful pictures of dead bodies floating everywhere. It's a truly terrible situation. Some assistance has been going into those areas, but we don't know. It's still far short of what is needed.
Yes, ma'am. Then, did the Burmese government cooperate with you, please?
The Burmese government has told us that they welcome assistance from us. However, they are not willing to admit our disaster assistance professionals, who are the experts on making sure assistance is distributed to the victims.
So they are not giving the visa yet?
No.
And did they accept the American supply?
We have not given them any specific stocks yet. What we have done was already appropriated $250,000 to three UN agencies that are working here, the World Food Program, UNICEF, and the UN High Commission for Refugees, that are working on food, water, and sanitation and shelter issues.
Yes.
But we are ready. We have a large amount of relief supplies that we are prepared to bring in here.
Yes. According to the sources from the Bangkok, there's two C-130 planes are ready with the supply to send the bomber, but they are waiting the permission from the Burmese government. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
They are still in Bangkok?
I don't know where they are.
Oh,
I'm just that the flights bringing in assistance are awaiting permission.
So do you think Burmese government will give the visa to the assessment members in the near future?
I don't know. They did not explain to us our thinking, but we're hoping that they will reconsider their decision based on the magnitude of the damages. This is damage that no one country can handle. The international community is prepared to come in to assist Burmese authorities in getting assistance to the people. The longer the delays, the more victims there will be.
Thank you for your kind word. What is your suggestions to Burmese government, men, please?
Well, I just, you know, just take in good faith the desire of the international community to come in and help the millions of Burmese victims of this terrible storm.
Yes. Do you have can you say any message to the Burmese people, please?
The United States is heartbroken at seeing the damage to homes and families and farms and properties of the Burmese people. We very much want to help the people, and we are going to continue doing everything to get assistance in to the good people of Burma.
And by the way,
this assistance.
Thank you so much. By the way, do you have any news about the Aung San Suu Kyi and student leaders who detained?
I do not have any specific information. We understand that Aung San Suu Kyi is okay, that her house did not sustain any major damages. We haven't gotten much information about the state of the key political prisoners in insane prison.
Thank you so much. Do you think that the Burmese government, are you going to ask again Burmese government to allow our United States assessment team or our supply?
We will continue offering U.S. support, humanitarian relief support to the Burmese people. We will continue doing this. We will continue talking with the government.